Great Country Q94, Lori Wilde here. And I am joined, we're here at the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast. I'm going to, shocker, this is recorded. I'm airing it back here on Monday morning, but I'm here with U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does it feel to be out on the farm on a Saturday morning?
Well, Paine Rock Acres here is absolutely beautiful. I wish people could see this. I mean, this is why I live here. You know, I live here on purpose.
And, yes.
The one thing that I always tell people, it's interesting, we just got done looking at the barn, and being in D.C. and being in a barn, you know, they smell the same. Just the one is... One's more productive.
You just had to get that in there.
Listen, it's true, you know. And it's just, you know, one's more productive than the other. But we have been doing some great things back there. You know, the biggest thing for dairy farmers here is that we just got Whole Milk for Healthy Kids signed into law.
You know, you and I have talked a lot in your time in office, and we talk about common sense politics.
Yeah.
And this really is one of those things. I've talked to U.S. State Representative Travis Trinnell about this. The separation from the actual producers, the guys like the Paine family,
right,
and then the legislation that's happening in Washington. I mean, the gap between what producers and the actual farmers need and want and what's happening in Washington, that's the Pacific Ocean wide.
Well, we're closing that gap. And so the thing about Whole Milk for Healthy Kids, in 2010, the Obama administration wanted to make, and people can't see me doing air quotations, they said they want to make school lunches healthy, so they pulled dairy products out of the schools. And what they left was like skim milk, which I just call that, you know, chalk water. But what, and then, so children stopped eating the school lunches. They stopped drinking that chalk water because it's tasteless, and they turned to like energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know a single person that can say that a 14-year-old boy needs an energy drink. You know what I mean? That's just, you don't need that. So this legislation, and it's law now, you can have whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, cheese and other dairy products back into whole schools, which from the economic perspective reopened all the domestic markets for all of our public schools. But I think more importantly for the health of our children, they're getting dairy products again. We have really two generations of kids that aren't exposed to dairy. And you need those micronutrients for health, for brain health, for muscle growth, for bone strength, and we're getting that back in. So the gap is closing. We just had Secretary Kennedy out,
mm-hmm.
and if we look at what's really taking place, the farmers are making the same amount of money, essentially, for commodities that they did in the 80s. And you look at the consumer costs have increased. So if the farmer's not making more money and the consumer's paying more money, where is the money going to? It's the people in the middle. So what we're trying to do is squeeze that gap because it doesn't make any damn sense. A farmer should not wonder whether or not they're going to be profitable or not because money is going to the middleman, from the farmer to the consumer.
Well, and again, you know, the inputs that farmers are putting in,
sure.
You know, corn prices are fluctuating daily.
Yep.
You know, you have turmoil with markets in China and just worldwide. So you're planting something, you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on your inputs, on your herbicides, your fertilizer, and you really have no idea what the market's going to do. And if you are going to make a profit off that, you
right.
know, the seed corn bill still needs to be paid. You still need to pay for the equipment.
Yep.
Gas prices right now are crazy. So,
well,
you know, if you were a farmer.
Stop.
Diesel prices.
Diesel gas prices are still lower than they were under the Biden administration. They're higher than they were 4 months ago, but they're still lower than they were under the Biden administration.
Well, I understand that, but if you are a farmer.
I'm just saying, I know.
I'm not
disputing the fact that it's tough. I'm just saying that people are saying that, and they're not acknowledging the fact that prices are still lower than they were under the Biden administration.
I don't remember paying $4.69 a gallon before, and I just paid that a couple weeks ago. But what the point is that farmers are experiencing unexpected costs consistently. Now, every business owner is going to have unexpected costs.
Right.
That's not news to anybody.
I would just say this to you. If you are consistently getting something that's unexpected, it's expected. So here is the issue. During the Biden administration, there were zero new trade deals signed. So the Obama administration shut off domestic markets for our tens of thousands of public schools for all dairy products, essentially, other than skim milk. That was devastating to our farmers. The Biden administration did not do a single trade deal in 4 years, which is how we grow and keep our agriculture industry viable, is through trade.
Hmm.
Under the Trump administration, in 15 months, there's been 19 new trade deals. There's more coming down, significant ones coming down for our row croppers, and I mean big time. So Biden administration, zero trade deals in 4 years. The Obama administration crushed the domestic dairy markets through closing them off to the schools. In 15 months in the Trump administration, there's been 19 new trade deals, and there's more coming down the pike. One of the biggest issues that we're having right now is with Brazil. So the way that Brazil is starting to row crop, so they're doing beans and corn, is they're cutting down the rainforest and planting massive amounts of crops and then flooding the market with us. So Brooke Rollins, I think, is on her way back down to Brazil fairly soon. So we cannot allow these nations that are doing practices that we will not do. We're not going to destroy the forest I'm looking at right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We do very, very responsible agriculture policy and agriculture practices in the United States. So we need to make sure that countries that aren't doing that are not able to flood our markets and destroy our farms.
And again, I mean, you know, competitiveness is great. You know, it's a good market. But again, when you're destroying natural resources in another country to try and undercut one country who already has it established, right. You know, I can see how it could be an issue.
Here's the corollary.
I think in like first grade, I saved a rainforest. I bought an acre, I think. You know, you remember that program,
yeah.
Save the Rainforest?
Have you visited your farm?
I haven't visited my farm. I don't know if I actually saved it. I thought
so,
I did.
So people can understand this. So, you know, how many consumer electronic products are made in the United States right now?
Probably not a lot.
You know why? Because in the 1970s, the Japanese government subsidized their consumer electronics companies. They were able to undercut the American market of consumer electronics, and then all the companies here in the United States folded, and now Japan essentially has a monopoly. That's exactly what Brazil is trying to do. They're trying to flood the market with beans and corn to the point where our farmers go out of business, and then they're going to have a monopoly in the market. And that's what the Trump administration is directly confronting, because we cannot allow that to happen.
And not only are you destroying the rainforest, which is bad for, you know, the ozone layer and just planet Earth in general. So I don't know if you've ever seen Iowa or Kansas or Indiana or Illinois. Those fields already exist. We don't have to take anything down. Again, we're talking with Representative Derek Van Orden, and I know last week President Trump was in town talking agriculture.
That was yesterday.
He was in
Chippewa Falls.
That
was yesterday with Brooke Rollins. So here, people are asking me about all these cabinet secretaries showing up. Here's why. So we've had Bobby Kennedy. He's the original Maha guy. That's like, get rid of the middleman, real food. Like his motto is eat real food.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody can argue with that. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy came out. Incredibly important. We have the largest contiguous section of the Mississippi River of any congressional district in the country. So we have more locks and dams in a district than anybody. And then, you know, our roads need work, and we have these incredible waterways. We had Doug Collins, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. We have TOMA. That's our large center here. We don't have a huge veterans population in the state of Wisconsin, but we take care of our veterans, so Doug came out. Secretary Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, has been out twice, including yesterday, again, with President Trump. J.D. Vance has been out here before, which is great. And then, as I said, Secretary Kennedy. The reason that all these people are coming to the 3rd Congressional District of the state of Wisconsin is because
you're up for re-election?
It's because... it's because the third...
You can admit it.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I mean that in a good way, in that you're bringing national politicians to say, hey, here's the issues that are happening in the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin. I want to personally show you and have you talk to the constituents in my district so they can hear from you.
And the reason that they come here is because the 3rd Congressional
District... It's also a swing district?
It represents rural America.
It does. It does. It's a melting pot
We are one of the most rural districts in the country, and we produce, you know, the finest quality agriculture products. So when people say that, you know, Congress and this administration doesn't care about rural America, it's just not true. The day before yesterday, I was in the Oval Office with the president. We got $50 million for clean burning coal here in the state of Wisconsin. They pulled the G3 off. That's a Genoa 3 coal burning plant. Because of the regulations under the Biden administration, they couldn't run it anymore, and they added nothing to the grid. So this is going to help reinforce our grid because it's going to get 20 degrees below zero in the state of Wisconsin, period. And clean burning coal is the backbone of all of our energy across the country. It's amazing. We got over $200 million for the state of Wisconsin for rural healthcare infrastructure. It's the largest investment in rural America in the history of the country. We just got that done. Stand by for some outstanding, and I mean crazy outstanding, news about Badger Care that I was able to pull off. We're going to make an announcement here probably next week that is just going to, it's amazing what we got done here. We did the, so a lot of farmers, everybody knows us, I'm looking like people are looking at me. I feel like I'm standing in front of everyone. I said, all right, just me and Laura here. But a lot of folks work off the farm to help farm. So no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. Mm-hmm. A lot of our, you know, our aging population are seniors. 83% of seniors, if they're living on Social Security, paid zero federal tax. Our income tax, federal income tax, on average is between 11 and 17% higher return. And 70% of the people that got a higher return, federal income tax return, make $100,000 a year or less. So that whole, this is tax cuts for billionaires, that's just not true. 70% of the people that got higher tax returns make $100,000 a year or less. And standing on this beautiful family farm, one of the reasons that farms close across the country is because when you're trying to pass it from one generation to the next, you had to pay the death tax, 32 to 35%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this farm is land rich and cash poor.
Yes.
And I can say that.
Most are.
Not most, but I think all of them.
Yes.
Right? So that's not, we're not just talking about this particular farm. So our farms are land rich and iron rich.
Yes.
Cash poor.
Yes.
Okay, we got a $15 million per person exclusion for the death tax. So if you're passing it from one generation to the next as a couple, that's $30 million. So that you don't have to pay in federal taxes. If you were going to pay more than $30 million in federal taxes, you're probably doing okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Oh. Hey, nice to see you.
Yes, you're getting told you have to go.
Well, you know why? Because I have 19 counties in this district, and I'm going to two more dairy breakfasts. But I tell you what, I'm so thankful to be back in Wisconsin. I'm so thankful for the work that we've got done. And if anybody's out there listening, it's vanorden.house.gov. That's my official website. If you have any questions, get on there. Look at the actual policy. Do me a favor. Don't listen to crap they're saying in the media. Actually go look and see what we've accomplished legislatively. And if you have any issues with the federal government, with passports, if you got problems with Social Security, if you want to come visit Washington, D.C., if you want a flag that's flown over the Capitol, if you just want to come have a Miller Lite in the office, that's cool too. So reach out to us. I have 11 people in the district, and the sole reason that they're employed is to help the people that live in the 3rd Congressional District. That's the only reason they have jobs. That's the only reason I have a job. Cool?
Yes. So, again, talking with Representative Derek Van Orden here at the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. That was a snappy hand salute you guys couldn't see.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Oh, I got it.